Friday the 20th of March, Kof Dalet Adar, Rabbi Shimon Gurevitz, Insights into the Parasha and Parshas HaChodesh.
In this Parasha, the Torah outlines to us that the Hakamat HaMishkan, the setting up of the Mishkan, took place for Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, the Echad HaChodesh. Mishkan was set up on a permanent basis for the first time on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Psikta tells us, in actuality, the Mishkan was already ready to be set up on Cafe Kislev, but the Ribbono Shel Olam pushed off the Hakamat HaMishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. To try and understand what the significance of Rosh Chodesh Nissan was, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should wait until Rosh Chodesh Nissan for the Hakamat HaMishkan. When the Torah tells us that the Mishkan was set upon Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there appears to be an extra word in the Pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, b'yoyim hachodesh harishon ve'echod lachodesh. And the Mefarshim point out that first word b'yoyim is superfluous. It should say b'chodesh harishon ve'echod lachodesh. It doesn't need to say b'yoyim hachodesh harishon ve'echod lachodesh. And the Mefarshim, each in their own way, want to explain that the reason why the Torah adds the word Bayom is to demonstrate the significance of the day. And we have to understand what is the significance of Bayom, of the Yom of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And this week we have Parshas HaChodesh, which also actually took place on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, where the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is in fact outlined. I'd like to first research a bit the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh before coming back to the speciality of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were given as a nation was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodoshim. True, there were other mitzvahs that had been given, but they were given on a personal level. Avraham Avinu was given Bris Milah. Yaakov Avinu was given Gid Anoshe, which was then obviously a mitzvah was passed down through their generations. But the first mitzvah was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation, as Am Hashem, was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And we have to understand, why did this mitzvah merit to be the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael received? True, Rosh Chodesh is a Shena mitzvah, but at the end of the day, I think most of us will view Rosh Chodesh as not playing a major role in our Yiddishkeit. And yet you see that Rosh Chodesh was the very first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were commanded to keep. Is there any special significance in the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? We find that when the Greeks instituted various decrees against Klal Yisrael, and the Greeks, their matora, their aim was lashkichom teirosecho ulavilo mechuki ritzinecho, to draw Klal Yisrael away from Torah, there were three mitzvahs that they chose to target: Shabbos, Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. Now Shabbos, we understand, that's one of the basic tenets of our belief. Shabbos demonstrates our belief in Bris HaOlam. Shabbos is a basic, a fundamental part of our Yiddishkeit. Milah, that's a symbol of being part of Am Yisrael. We can Nichrasu Aleha Yud Gimel Brisos. We can understand why the Greeks picked upon Rosh Chodesh in order, picked upon Milah in order to try and involve us and assimilate us into Greek culture. That symbol of separation they want to remove from us. But why was Rosh Chodesh targeted out of all the mitzvahs? Special about Rosh Chodesh. I'd like to pose one more question concerning Rosh Chodesh. A question actually which the Sfasemet asks. There's two ways of working out the year. Either utilizing the sun, the solar year, the calendar year, 365 days, or the lunar year, the way that the Hebrew calendar works, the lunar year which gives us 354 days. Now in actuality, it would be much more convenient for us if our year was to be ordered according to the sun, rather than according to the moon. Working our year according to the lunar system creates a lot of problems. Pesach has to be the Chodesh Aviv. Our Yom Tovim have to be in season. If we were to work with the solar year, we'd have no problem. Our Yom Tovim would fall very neatly into season. Because we work with the moon, So our year keeps going out of sync. Our year keeps going. We lose 11 days a year, which means that every 2 or 3 years, we need an Ibiyah, an Adoshani. And Bezlin has to sit and decide. Well, nowadays we have a calendar, but in the time gone by, Bezlin has to sit and decide whether to make an Ibiyah, whether not to make an Ibiyah, with all the complications that this involved. So why did the Ribbono Shel Olam trouble us to work our year according to the moon? Wouldn't it have been more convenient to work our year according to the sun? It's something we have to understand. So Navi Yeshaya says that he rose moisi mitzvahs anoshim melumoda. That if our kiyum mitzvahs becomes routine, if we perform our mitzvahs out of habit, without proper intent, and without enthusiasm, without islavas, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachmona Litzlan, Hinni Yosef Lahafli Et Ha'om Hazeh Hafle Bofele. It's a terrible danger to fall into, that one's performance of mitzvah should just be out of routine, without any simcha, without any islavas. In Parashas Kisavu we find, by the terrible Teichocha, the Pasuk says, Tachas Asher Lo Yavadta Et Hashem Aleikecho, B'simcha Over Tovleib. We see that the Torah says that Tichocha is because Torah isn't being performed B'simcha, with happiness, with rejoicement. In fact, it's a bit difficult to understand, because if you look just 2 psukim beforehand, it says that Tichocha comes about Ki Lo Shomato B'Koyel Hashem Aleikecho. How do these two things hang together? First we're told that Zichocha comes for not listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then we're told that Zichocha comes even if you listen, if you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah is Hashem, b'simcha. Reb Nosson Ordman in his Sefer, Nosson Das, explains as follows. He says that an integral part of kiyum mitzvahs is to perform the mitzvahs with enthusiasm, with excitement, with the proper intent, and not in a routine manner. If we don't fulfill the mitzvahs b'simcha, then in essence we haven't been shomoyat ishma l'koyel Hashem aleikecho, because mitzvahs Hashem are given to be performed b'simcha. He brings down the Sefer Ikrim, says that the way to achieve shalemus, a completion in kiyum mitzvahs, is only if one's mekayim the mitzvahs b'simcha, and he makes reference to these psukim. To bring him a koyer as to the sort of damage that's done to a mitzvah if it's performed without the correct intent, I'd like to turn to Lent. Lent was saved from Slim. Rashi tells us, Chazal, that what chus and what merit was Lent saved? Because when he was together with Avram and Sarah and Mitzrayim, he didn't inform on Avram to Paroi that Sarah was his wife. So Altam Slabotka asks, is if you're looking for chus and for Lent, I can find a much better source. Okay, he didn't inform on his benefactor. But he did something much greater than that. When the Malachim came down to Sodom, he was Moiser Nefesh to be Machnis Oilech. A tremendous serious Nefesh. He put his life on the line, he put his life in danger in order to be Machnis Oilech. If you're looking for Tzchusim for life, you don't need to go all the way back to Mitzrayim. And the fact that he didn't inform on Avraham Avinu, it was a much greater Tzchus which happened just now. Says Alta from Sabotka, no. The fact that Lot was Machnis Oirech with Mesiris Nefesh was, as far as Lot's concerned, routine. He'd been brought up in the house of Avraham Avinu. That was normal. That was regular. That didn't require on his part any great intent. It was done just mitzvahs an Roshim or Mother. This is the way he'd been brought up. And therefore it wasn't a merit that stood in his favor. But not to inform on Avraham Avinu, he had a gewaltige taiva to do that. He would have achieved riches, he would have achieved covet. That he had a gewaltige taiva to do. He worked upon himself, and he did that with the proper intent, and therefore that was the schus which stood by him. But this is mitzvahs which are done just out of routine, out of habit, do not have the same sort of value than mitzvahs which are done with islavas, with enthusiasm, with the correct intent. And in fact, this is our nisoyen, and Baruch Hashem, we've been brought up to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. Our nisoyen is that because we keep Torah mitzvahs on a daily basis, we've got to make sure not to fall into the trap of mitzvahs anoshim ulamada, of performing the mitzvahs out of habit. The idea of mitzvahs becoming habit-forming, we can see from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol was commanded, B'chol Eis, Al Yovoy El HaKodesh. He was only allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year. Why? Says Rashi. Because we're worried if he goes in regularly, it would lose its aura. He wouldn't enter with the correct respect. It would just become routine. Now, before the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when we're speaking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a 7-day process. And nevertheless, we're worried if he goes in more than once a year, it will become routine. So we see how easily mitzvahs can become routine. We find in that Torah that we read this week, Torah from Yechezkel, the Pasuk tells us that the Amei Ha'aretz, when they entered the Beit HaMikdash from one gate, they had to exit from a different gate. They entered from the southern gate, they had to exit from the northern gate. The Nesim didn't have to, but the Amei Ha'aretz had to. And the question is, why was there a kepeda on us exiting from a different gate than we entered? And why were the Nesim different? Chosid Yaivitz explains in Obis. He says that Yechezkel was worried that if the Amei Ha'aretz came and exited from the same gate, they'd become Haimish in the Beit HaMikdash. It would become just like their house. It would lose its aura and they wouldn't enter with the correct respect. Because that's what happens when one does something again and again. It just becomes part of life, it becomes routine, and one loses the correct respect, the correct enthusiasm, the correct approach. And therefore Yechezkel says, if you go in one gate, you mustn't go out the same gate. Go out from a different gate. And that way we can somehow or other try and retain the aura and the respect that one has to have when one comes into the Beit HaMikdash. So it seemed that Yechezkel wasn't so worried about them on a higher level, and the respect that he hoped they would have for the Beit HaMikdash would be retained even if they were allowed to go out of the same gate. But the Amei Ha'aretz, the Hamoinam, the regular person, he was concerned that if he went in and out of the same gate, he would become Haimish, the gates would become like the gates of his house, the walls would become like the walls of his house, and he would lose that respect and the aura that the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, has to have. So Rebbe Yelopian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, went to live in Eretz Yisrael when he was an elderly gentleman. He was already in his mid-70s when he first went up to Eretz Yisrael, and he went there to live. And he was troubled by phlegm, and he used to make sure in the first weeks that he was there that wherever he went, he had hankies in his pockets. How can one spit on our Tzeinu HaKadosh? How can one do such a thing? And these were the feelings that he had when he first went up at the age of 75 to our Tzeinu HaKadosh. And as time wore on, he found that he wasn't so bothered anymore if he had to spit on our Tzeinu HaKadosh. He said, this is the danger of Haragul. When we get used to something, it loses its aura. When I first came here, I couldn't bring myself to spit on our Tzeinu HaKadosh. And now it doesn't bother me anymore. And this is the problem of Haragul, and this extends also to our Kiyum Mitzvahs, which are done on a daily basis. The Gaon in Eben Shlomo makes the following statement. The Gaon says that a person is either rising in Madrega or going down in Madrega. There's no concept of a person remaining on a level. It's a goal which I always struggle to understand. Why can't one remain on a level? One reaches a level. One's on tefillin every day, and one has a kviyas every day, and one benches every day. You know, one reaches a level in Kiyum Mitzvahs. Why can't one hold that level? Why is one either going up or going down? Shut in the goal. Rabbi Kotler explains in the following manner. He says that the danger that's bound with Kiyum Mitzvahs is that if one does mitzvahs on a daily basis, it becomes routine and therefore it's not performed with the same enthusiasm and the same intent. If one remains on a level, inevitably one's Kiyum Mitzvahs is going to lose that ischadshus. The Kiyum Mitzvahs is going to become routine, it's going to become habit forming, and therefore you're automatically dropping. The only way you can rise, the only way that you can move in Madrega is by constantly bringing a spirit of renewal into your Yiddishkeit, moving upwards. If you stay on a level, inevitably you'll fall, because this is the koyach ha-hergel. One becomes used to performing the mitzvahs, they lose their chashivas, they lose their newness. And of course the Yetzer is to keep injecting a spirit of renewal into our Kiyum Mitzvahs. We all know the first day Slichas, we haven't done Slichas for a whole year. One approaches that first day of Slichas with enthusiasm, with the proper intent, but as Slichas wears on, it becomes more difficult. We know the first day that we take lulav and esrog. We haven't taken a lulav and esrog for a whole year. One takes a lulav and esrog with great excitement, but as sukkah wears on, it becomes more difficult to retain that excitement. His hatshus, renewal, is the key. Newness is the key. But how do we inject the spirit of newness into our Yiddishkeit? This is our problem. The Gemara in Brocha says, the Mishnah, the Belezer Oimer, Ha'oisa tfilosoi kva, ein tfilosoi tachadonim. If somebody's tefillah is kva, and I'll explain in a minute what kva is, ein tfilosoi tachadonim, his tefillah doesn't find ruachain, doesn't find favor in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Gemara, my kva. What's kva? Amar Rabba v'Rav Yosef, kol she'eino yochel l'chadosh bo yedovo. If one doesn't bring a spirit of newness into one's tefillah, then ein b'tefilosei b'tachnunim, it has no, doesn't find ruachin in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says Rashi, k'ayoyim, k'ach esmoil, k'ein l'mocho. If one's tefillah is constant, it's yesterday is the same as today, and today is the same as tomorrow, then ein tefilosei tachnunim. So here again we see the danger of harugal. If it's the same on a daily basis, then ain't filos tachanunim, because it becomes routine. And the idea is tzorich lechadish boy dova. When Kol Torah opened up the new building, I think it was in Tovshin Yud Zayin, so one afternoon the yeshiva was moved across from the old building into the new building. And Kol Torah never seen such an afternoon seder. The bochum were in the new building, they were excited, they were enthusiastic, and the Kol Torah that went on that afternoon was something out of the ordinary. Now Baruch Kunstadt, who was then the Rosh Hashiva, at the end of Seder, he clapped on the bima and he indicated that he wanted to say a few words. He says as follows. He says, we daven right through El, capital to Hillim, Ach HaShual Timeit Hashem, Oysa Avakish, Shifti B'Veit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachzois B'Noyim Hashem Unavake Beichol. Said about Kunsha, I don't understand this pasuk. We ask Shifti B'Veit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. We want to be part of the Beit Hashem throughout our lives. And how do we finish off? Unavake Beichol. What's the bikur mean? A bikur is a visit. So what are we asking for? Are we asking to be in Beit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayenu? Or are we asking for the opportunity through life to visit Heicholot? Said the Baruch Kunshatal, explains to you. There's a difference between somebody who sits in the Beit HaMedrash, who is part of the Beit HaMedrash Kol Yimei Chayav, and somebody who's come on a visit. Doesn't sit on the Beit HaMedrash on a daily basis, day after day after day after day, and he's got days ahead of him. So that enthusiasm, that excitement, and the proper intent gets somewhat lost, it gets dulled. But somebody who comes on a Biku, somebody comes on a visit. He'd been removed from the Beit HaMedrash for some years, and now he's got an opportunity to come back from a visit. He claps on iron every minute. It's wonderful, it's fantastic. He has the opportunity once again to experience for a short time that wonderful Ruach of the Beit HaMedrash. Said the Baruch Kunstadt, Shifti B'Beit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, of course we want the opportunity to be part of Beit Hashem our whole lives. But what sort of tzura, how should that Shifti B'Beit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai look like? What should it look like? You should have the tzura of ulevake beicholoi, of the person that comes for a visit. That enthusiasm, that excitement, that wonderful feeling that a person experiences when he comes to the Beit HaMedrash for a visit after an extended absence. That's the sort of feeling you should feel. Kol Yimei Chayecho. This is how the pasuk hangs together, said Rabbi Kunstadt. He turned around to the bochum and said, you've come into this Beit HaMedrash for the first time. The Kol Torah was absolutely fantastic. It was wonderful. You were so enthusiastic. Now we've got to try and ensure that spirit endures Kol Yemei Chayecho. It's the idea of Ischachus. The importance of Ischachus can be borne out also from a Drosha's Chazal. Chazal darshan from the Pasuk in Shema Asher Noichi Metzavacho Hayoim Kol Yoim Voyoim Yiyeh Kechadosha. And then again Vohoyim Shemoya Asher Noichi Metzavacho Eschem Hayoim. Say Chazal once again, Kol yoyim v'yoyim yeyeh kechadosh. She'odom rots in the kreis. Every day should be like a new day that a person runs to meet. Oh, anayatok. Now this drosha is not only written once, It's written twice. And it's not just written twice in various parashas in the Torah, it's written in Parashas Shema and Parashas Vayom Shemoya. There's two important parashas that we wear on our arms and head every morning. Those two parashas that go on the doorpost and all the doorposts in our house. It appears to me a very fundamental rasha. And the answer is fundamental, because we want our Yiddishkeit to be kechadosha. This is important. If our Yiddishkeit commits an osha mulamada, then it's not moitzechein b'nei Hashem. This demonstrates the importance of the drasha. Now, how do we ensure that we can constantly inject into our Yiddishkeit a spirit of Yitzchak? Says the Sfas Emes, that's what Rosh Chodesh is all about. The reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't happy for us to run our year according to the sun, although it would have been far more convenient, is because when you run a solar year, one day is like the next, 1 week's like the next, 1 month's like the next. There's no change, there's no renewal, there's no new start. You go from year to year to year. If you run your year according to the Levana, a lunar year, then every 29 and a half days, there's a renewal. There's a new month. There's a Rosh Chodesh. There's a time for reflection. There's a time to start again. This was the idea of running our Chodesh, running our year according to the moon. In order that we should have, on every 30 days, we know 30 days is the time for Shech Yonu, and 30 days is the time for Birch Sayam. 30 days is the time when one's feelings, one's shikha, kicks in. 30 days is a very, very important period of time in halacha. And every 30 days, it's vital that we have the opportunity for renewal in order to stop, in order to ensure that our Yiddishkeit retains its newness and we retain our enthusiasm. There's a new start. We finish a month and there's a new start, says the Sfas Emes. That is why we have to undergo the inconvenience of running our year according to the moon, because of the importance of its chadsh. This is what Rosh Chodesh is all about. And in fact, I think it's not only a Sfas Emes, I think it's a Medrash. The Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Lama Yisrael Nimshalu L'Yoina. Why a Klal Yisrael compared to a dove? Says the Medrash, Ma Yoina Mischadeshet Goyona Kol Shloishim Yoin. A dove replenishes and renews its supplies every 30 days. Kach Yisrael Mechadshim Atzmom B'Toyra U'Mitzvot B'Chol Chodesh B'Chodesh. So Klal Yisrael renew themselves in Torah and Mitzvot every single month. And undoubtedly, that renewal that he's referring to is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is renewal. This is what Mitzvah Chodesh is all about. And the Yevonim understood that. The Yevonim understood how fundamental Rosh Chodesh was for Klal Yisrael, and how fundamental Rosh Chodesh was for our Kiyum Mitzvot. This is where we can inject the renewal into our Yiddishkeit. Now, Chas V'Shalom, for our Yiddishkeit, because Mitzvah Noshem U'Namodah, then the Tachta Hashem Lekecho B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivov kicks in, and that's something that we don't want, and that's something that Yevonim wanted to happen, and therefore they took away from us, together with Shabbat and Mila, that possibility of renewal, Rosh Chodesh. Perhaps we can now understand why the very first mitzvah that we were given before all other mitzvahs was Rosh Chodesh. Before we're given mitzvahs, we need to have the possibility of Ischachos. To be given mitzvahs is one thing, but we have to have the opportunity of renewal, of ensuring that those mitzvahs, our key mitzvah, retains the enthusiasm and the correct intent. Therefore, we need Rosh Chodesh before we start. That's why the very first mitzvah Klal Yisrael commanded the nation was Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. And with this, of course, we can understand why there's a minig, we brought on halacha, to daven Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is in fact a new start. We have to review our deeds from the past month, and Rosh Chodesh is in fact a new start, and that's why we have Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodoshim, the start of all the Rosh Chodoshim is Rosh Chodesh. When we speak about the months, not the years, when we speak about the months, the first month in the Seder HaChodoshim is Nissan. It's Rosh Chodesh Nissan, isn't only Rosh Chodesh, but it's Rosh HaChodoshim. So it carries more of a Hischadshus than any other month in the year. And in fact, as we know, everything that we have in this world is only a mirror to what's going on in the Olam Haruchni. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the time when the tree starts blossoming. That's the time when we make Birchas Hayilonis. It's the advent of spring. This is the time when the world renews itself. And that's only a mirror as to the fact that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh HaChodoshim. This is the time when, which is most mesugal for renewal. In fact, when did Am Hashem become Am Hashem? It was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they received through Moshe Rabbeinu the first Tzivui HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim. Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh HaZalagoda. I might have thought that we start the mitzvah Sipi from Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh was actually the beginning of our Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rosh Chodesh was the creation of Am Hashem, the Torah Am Hashem. And therefore Rosh Chodesh was in fact for us a period of renewal. From every Rosh Chodesh is a time for renewal, but the time which is most suitable for renewal is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And maybe that's why that day was designated for Akomas HaMishkan. Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the time which is most mesugal for renewal. It's Rosh HaKadoshim. It's a time when Klal Yisrael became Am Hashem. And that's why it was a Zman mesugal for the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring Klal Yisrael up to the next stage. To have a Mishkan with Ashrus HaShchina, to elevate them to the next stage in their creation as an Am. As we've said, it says B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishon B'echad HaChodesh. That B'yoyim is written to indicate the Chashivas of the day. And of course, this explains us why that day was designated for Akomas HaMishkan. Because B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishon, that day has tremendous significance in the Yiddish calendar. That day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is not only a Rosh Chodesh, but it's Rosh Chodoshim. That is a time which, in the year which is most mesugal for its chadshus, for renewal. That's the time of creation. That's the time when Am Hashem become Am Hashem. That's the time when the Bria is renewing itself. That's the time when the Bria moves into full bloom. This is the skula of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which of course we have to utilize as a run-up to Pesach, and of course as a run-up to the whole year.